Hello.
Hi, good morning, David. This is Chaya returning your call from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I am good, Kaya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, do you have any updates?
Yeah, quick question.
Sure.
How fast could you guys take over if I give you the go-ahead?
Yeah, so we could do with. Are you currently with another agency?
Oh, no, I'm talking to you. The AG that is there now is you know the name, but I gave it to you before. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, no, I'm asking the patient is currently enrolled with another agency, so that should take really quick to switch over.
Well, I mean, all
So,
right, because I'm going to make the switch.
oh,
You
great,
got to, all
okay.
right, now tell your people they got to pay $14 because that's what they're getting. $14.50, that's what they're getting now.
Oh, they're getting 1450?
Yes, so that should be no problem. But they only got one girl and me. Yeah, the other girl I'm firing.
Okay.
Because they, and I need to line me up somebody for a morning shift well, I'm going to let you pick the shifts. I want to tell you what I have, the other girl's name and phone number, so you can call her and make a deal yourself. I didn't tell her anything yet. I want you to do it. Because
Oh,
if I
so.
do it, it doesn't mean anything.
So how
And if
about
she
we do a
doesn't want to,
conference
if she,
call?
oh, yeah, because I can't understand her anyway. But if she doesn't want to come with the program, then we'll get somebody else.
Okay, so
I
you
mean,
want
there's,
to do the switch, right? And the
yeah.
patient is, who is the patient?
Barry Shapiro.
Yeah, and that's your brother?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. And so it's you working for your brother and the other girl, right?
I only put in 4 hours a day. I don't do anything in the house with him, except I do his shopping, his medical. I make sure he takes his medicine. I make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. I help him with his finances. I do all that stuff.
Okay, so you
But
do about
and that's why I
28
only get
hours.
like about 28 hours a week.
Yeah, and then the other aide does the rest.
Yep, you got to figure that out.
So she does like 112 hours.
There's two aides right now, but one of them doesn't speak English. It does me no good.
Oh,
Oh, okay. Thank you.
112.
Yeah, one of them doesn't speak English. They have to be able to speak English because he doesn't speak Russian.
Okay. Actually, I recently had a few people looking for work in that area, so I should have an aide for you.
Well, here's Sarah is the one that's there now. That works there during the day. And I didn't tell them anything. I didn't meet with them. I didn't tell them anything. Sarah's the only one. I'll give you her name and phone number. And you contact her
Okay. Let
and
me just
set up.
make something clear. So you do 28 hours, and then the other two aides are divided with 112 hours, so they do 56.
That's more than 112. He gets 140 some hours a
Right.
week.
Right, but you do 28, right?
Yeah. Okay. So there's
So after
112.
the
Okay.
28, there's 112 hours left,
Right.
and that's split by two aides, which is 56 each about.
Sarah gets a little more than the new aide. The new aide only works 9 to 3. She works 6 hours a day.
Oh.
So she works 42 hours a week. Sarah gets the
Oh,
rest.
okay.
But Sarah's not
28
showing up. I
hours.
want the women to, or whoever it is to know they have to be on premises. They can't come and go as they please. It doesn't work like that because then my brother's alone. And if I want him to be alone, I don't need them.
Right. Okay. And then the other aide, you said Sarah does approximately 70 hours.
Sarah does, yeah, about 7.
All right.
But I don't
Perfect.
know if she wants that or less, or that's why I'm going to let you guys work it
Yeah,
out.
give me her phone number.
Hold on, let me look at my phone. I'm going to look at it right now. Give me one
No
second.
problem. Take your time. Don't worry.
Two one five
All right.
not 939. Wait a minute. I can't see the rest.
Got it. Yeah, 939.
I'm looking to see the rest. I can't see it. Give me 1 second. I don't know why I can't see it, but I can't.
All right.
5137.
Okay, perfect. And then you said the other one that does 42 hours, she's most likely not going to come because she doesn't speak English?
Well, she probably would want to come, but we can't use her. Her hours are not consistent with what we need.
Mm-hmm.
But she has two or three other jobs later, and she doesn't speak English. See, the problem with my brother is if they – wait, let me get off of the speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let me just first get your brother's information so I can put in a referral so we could start working on the case. Give me, what is his date of birth?
5/22/38.
Okay. Oh, 5/22/1938. And can you spell me his first name?
Oh, thank you. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
All right, last name?
Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O.
R-O?
R-O, yes. Shapiro, yeah. Shapiro, Shapiro, right.
Can you hold on for just a minute, please?
Surely.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much for waiting. I appreciate that. So I have your brother's Medicaid information pulled up, and he is with a waiver program, which is great. Do you have the phone number for the care manager at his insurance?
His case manager?
Yes.
I did.
He's with Keystone First, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the number? Or if not, I can look it up. Don't worry about
I
it.
I don't have it because they just changed the case managers last week, and I don't have the new number yet.
Don't worry. No worries. I'm going to pull it up for you.
And your name is?
My name is Chaya.
Can you spell that?
Sure. C-H-A-Y-A.
Okay. And the name of your company is?
It's Family First Home Care.
Okay. I think I used to have an account near you guys. You're on Bustleton Avenue?
We're in Philadelphia. Our office is in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I mean, downtown Philadelphia or in Northeast Philadelphia?
I believe it's in downtown.
Oh, okay.
We're at One Winding Drive. Okay, so let me just get the case manager's information so we could go ahead and get the authorization sent over.
I didn't tell the other agency. I told them nothing.
Okay. You're just going to let them know that you switched over, and that's it. Right?
Yep.
That shouldn't be a problem. All right. Keystone First. All right.
I think Sarah sent me last night a copy of the hours, the way it is right now. You want me to send it over to you? I can forward this to you.
Yeah, sure. That would be great if I can see it, yeah.
I'm going to try to do that. Forward to... Uh-huh, you're not in my system yet. Your phone number is 267... 7475. Just let me know that you got it. I just sent it.
Okay. I'm going to get it in a minute. So that's good that I have it for my records.
Now, I don't know if you have the same type of system where you put trackers on the phone, or I don't know how that works.
Yeah, yeah. We do log in on the phone. Oh, I got his information here, which is great. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I see Serena is the service coordinator.
That's the new girl, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense?
Yep, I believe so.
Amazing. Okay. All right. Can I do a conference call now to call her and get the authorization sent over?
Yep.
They're going to need your consent. Perfect. Okay, great.
You have it.
Perfect.
Patient care coordination, where we are supporting your way to independence. Please be aware that calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please listen to the following options as our prompts. Three letters of the first name of the person you are trying to contact.
Hello?
Yeah. I don't know why I don't have her direct phone number here. Give me just a minute.
Take your time. I was just talking to Sarah. She called me on the other line. So I told her you're calling her.
Okay, great.
Please enter the first three letters of the first name of the person you are trying to contact.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? I'm up, but my brother's now shopping at the farmer's market for him.
For calling patient care coordination, where we are supporting your way to independence. Please be aware that calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please listen to the following options as our prompts have recently changed and make your selection at any time. If you know your party's four-digit extension, you may dial it at any time. To search for a specific staff member, please dial 2 for the dial by name directory. For billing and finance questions, please dial 3. For human resources, please dial 4. To speak with the receptionist, please press 0. Please feel free to make your selection.
Good morning, patient care. May I help you?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Serena.
Okay, on which participant?
What do you mean? For which patient?
What's the...
Okay, sure.
Participant's date of birth.
Sure, let me give that to you.
Uh-huh.
So that would be
5/22/1938. Barry Shapiro?
Yes.
Sure, hold on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 10:44.
Of Serena Ng, Service Coordinator with Patient Care Coordination. If this is a clinical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I am either on the other line or away from my desk. Please leave one detailed message after the tone with the best phone contact number, and I will return your phone call within 24 to 48 hours. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi, good morning, Serena. This is Chaya calling from Family First Home Care. In regards to the patient Barry Shapiro, the date of birth is 5/22/1938. I would like to have the authorization sent over to our home care agency. Please give me a call back. My phone number is 267-551-7425. Thank you and have a great day. Okay, David?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I left a voicemail. I'm going to email her as well to send over the authorization. So that should be fine. And, yeah, we are able to pay the aides $14.50, which is good. And then just one more thing to confirm is we should find the aides for the 42 hours, right?
Yes. And really, when you talk to Sarah, ask her if she wants to stay, what hour she's going to work. Because if she, like, what they did, which has me really angry, Sarah's hours was six at night till nine in the morning, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, somebody changed their hours. I think Sarah did, but I'm not sure. To 9 o'clock at night, which leaves my brother alone all afternoon. I don't want that.
Oh, right. Okay, so we can work with the patient transferred over to our agency, and then we're gonna work around the hours with the coordinator.
Right, and if Sarah, the hours, you know how many you got, and Sarah is the. Sarah, if she can't give you the hours that you want to give her, then do what you have to do. You will replace her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing sacred except me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, what do you need from me? Do you need my social security number, date of birth?
We're going to send you a link to complete. I'm going to transfer your call to the intake department when I finish off with you. And they're going to let you know what you need to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me the patient's address?
Sure, 2012 Barry Court, B-A-R-R-Y Court.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
And that's 18966.
Perfect, in Holland, PA, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Holland, PA, which is in Bucks County. Okay, 18966. Great. Are there any minors present in the patient's home?
No.
Okay.
He does have a dog.
Okay.
A little dog that's very friendly.
Uh-huh.
And has never bitten anybody. The nurses and everybody goes in and out now. No problems.
All right. I do want to take note of that. And then we discussed $14.50 hourly rates. All right. Perfect. Okay, so I think you're all set. I would go ahead and let me check if the intake coordinator is available to take your call so we can get you started. And meanwhile, I'm going to reach out to Sarah. Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Sure. It's a pleasure helping you. Give me just a minute. I'm just checking if she's available. Give me just a moment.
No problem.
Oh, she is. All right. I'll go ahead and transfer your call. Her name is Dina. You should be all set. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me just take your phone number down and the patient's phone number so your name is David Shapiro.
Right.
Phone number is going to be the 215-756.
1443.
All right. And what about your brother's, the patient's phone number? What is that?
I'm going to get you for it right now. I'm just... In 1 second, I have to. He got a new phone number too. I got him a new phone.
No worries.
So everybody's making me crazy. Even that's okay. I'm half nuts anyway, so it's a good thing. Anyway, it's here. 445-544-0495. That's Barry's phone.
Yeah, perfect. Any additional phone number that I can keep on file or not really?
Yes. I'm going to give his two daughters.
Oh, okay, yeah. Can I get the phone number?
Absolutely. I'm looking them up as we speak. One is Lori.
Okay.
Our number is
267-481-68. Okay, 6-8, what?
1-6.
6-8-1-6. So it's 267-481-6-8-1-6.
Yeah, that's one daughter.
Okay.
And the other daughter is? Fern Fine, or Fern.
How do you spell her name?
F-E-R-N.
Okay.
215.
Mm-hmm.
850-1730.
Okay. Okay, that's great. I'm sending that over, and I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to Dina, all right?
Thank you.
Sure. Have a great day.
And
it was
then you'll,
great
you'll
talking
let me
to
know
you.
What I do. You let me know what I do next. Or
sure. She's going to let you know. She's going to tell
okay.
you exactly what to do, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.